This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The White House is once again caught in a mess with Trump claiming that the British spy service surveilled him at the request of President Obama. Republican head of the House Committee on Investigations stated that he has seen no evidence thus far and Trump owes Obama an apology. In a disappointing piece of bad deal-making, President Trump and conservative lawmakers in the House agreed to allow states to impose work requirements on able-bodied Medicaid recipients and to accept federal Medicaid funds as one annual lump-sum block grant, two major concessions to balking hardliners as they try to rally support for legislation to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Justice Department took the unusual step of opposing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in a major court case, arguing the structure of the independent consumer regulator created under the Obama administration was unconstitutional. The department filed a friend of the court brief in a case where the CFPB is fighting to keep its current setup, which gives the Consumer Watchdog's director protection from political interference from the White House. Education Department is ordering guarantee agencies that collect on defaulted debt to disregard a memo former President Obama's administration issued on the old bank-based federal lending program known as the Federal Family Education Loan Program. That memo forbade the agencies from charging fees for up to 16% of the principal and accrued interest owed on the loans if the borrower entered the government's loan rehabilitation program within 60 days of default. A 2014 survey of 1,129 Americans by 538 and Survey Monkey audience found 57% in favor of the Oxford or serial comma and 43% opposed. The serial comma is used by many when there are three or more items listed at the end of the item before the last. In every multi-billion dollar settlement with a big bank that peddled faulty mortgage securities, a major provision has been a requirement that the bank provide consumer relief. For Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank, this has included their ability to buy distressed properties and sell them at profit or lend to hedge and equity funds to flip foreclosed homes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.